Welcome to your weekly coaching session from Church Media HQ, designed to teach you a new concept, provide creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake, all so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share it with another leader or creative like yourself. This episode is brought to you by our web services from Church Media HQ. Of course, this coaching series is all about improving your church online experience. And while I hope this content gives you the knowledge you need to do just that, my team and I would love to take it to the next level and actually provide your church with an all new website. And of course, there's no risk to you because we actually start the design of your website for free. You only pay if you like what you see. And when you're ready to launch your new website, you could start for less than $15 a month when you use the code WEBUPGRADE at signup. This is not just some do-it-yourself web platform where you pay us for the privilege to build your website by yourself. No, our team does all the heavy lifting by setting up and supporting your website. Get us started on your new website for free today at churchmediahq.com/web and use promo code WEBUPGRADE when you're ready to launch and save 25% off your first year. That's churchmediahq.com/web. In this episode, we continue our controversial coaching series about an unconventional approach to church online. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. So we've made sure that we are actually online. Our church has an online presence. That's what we did in phase one. Then we optimized our website for personal engagement and connection in phase two. And we're feeling pretty good about phase three in that we've mastered our sermon audio quality and production. It sounds good. It sounds professional. We're doing that well. We're getting content out there on, you know, our podcast for several weeks, several months. We've done it consistently. So now is when we can introduce video into the mix, but in a much different way than the conventional live stream approach. Now, I will confess, this phase does require a bit more investment, but unlike the hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars required for broadcast level production of your full live worship service, your budget in this phase will be more in the thousands of dollars, maybe tens of thousands if you're feeling really really going all out. But it's very affordable. Again, just a few thousand dollars and you really could make this happen. In this phase, we're going to make the necessary investment of time and resource to create high quality video that is custom tailored to your online audience in particular. So on the technical end, this means that you'll need to get the right lighting, camera, and other equipment needed to produce excellent video content. And I've devoted an entire series, once again, on producing videos like this not too long ago. It's about producing talking head videos, which is a video like this where it's just me talking, literally my head talking, looking at a camera. I produced an entire series about how to do that. So I'd recommend checking that out if you want to learn more about the actual ins and outs of producing an online video like this. Now, on the preparation side of things, you'll have to make sure that you make the time and develop the content to produce these videos. Again, we're seeking to produce videos in which we are addressing online viewers directly by speaking directly in the camera, again, much like I'm doing right now. And in terms of developing the content, you could take a couple of different approaches. First is to record a video-only version of your weekly sermon before or after it's given in the live worship service. And so a lot of people, you say, whoa, let me push back on that for a minute. You say, that's not cool. Why would I do that? Well, think about it. Many pastors are preaching, you know, two or more, delivering the same sermon, you know, twice in two different, you know, like an early morning or a later service. It's not unheard of to do this. And in this case, all you're doing is you're just adding one more sermon. And not to mention, not to get ahead of myself, but this version of the sermon would not be as long or maybe even as intense as the live version of the sermon. It's just, you know, an abbreviated version of the sermon that you deliver directly to the camera. Now, you could also consider batch recording several weeks worth of content, kind of like I talked about in the audio podcast. It's the same concept. So you could batch record several weeks worth of content at a time, which would be more efficient. Which would be and this is going to be a more efficient approach in terms of production. So you're recording 4 or 5 or more, you know, little 10-minute challenges, devotions, you know, whatever you want to call them, talking to the camera, produce them all. I mean, you could probably produce, you know, like I said, 5 or 6 of them in a couple hours. And then boom, now you've got, if you put out one a week, now you've got a month, month and a half worth of content to trickle out there over the next few weeks. Either way, no matter how you decide to approach it, keep in mind that your video only content does not have to be, again, as long as your weekly sermon. In fact, it really shouldn't be. The shorter the better. You would want to target maybe 10 minutes or so in terms of length of each of these videos. Also, don't feel pressured to make the content for your online-only audience reflect what you teach during your in-person sermon. Now, again, I said this when we talked about your audio sermons. If your sermons are a few weeks behind what's being preached live, that's okay. Your online visitors don't know any better. If they've never been to your church before, they don't get it. And not to mention, this one's completely free. But I mean, this could also serve as an incentive for people to come. I mean, you could figure out a way to, you know, communicate in such a way like, hey, if you want to hear the latest preaching series, maybe even, you know, throw a graphic up somewhere on your website or social media, like, hey, this is our current preaching series, but it's available only in person, you know, these next few weeks, you know, and then you're, you know, obviously they're gonna have to wait a few weeks if they want to watch or hear it online. I mean, this to me is a great incentive to get people back physically in church, which, if you know anything, has been quite difficult these past couple years. So you just have to figure out, no matter if the approach that you take, you just have to figure out what works best for you and be consistent with it. That's huge. You know, don't start doing, you know, I was just talking to a pastor actually today on a coaching call, and I told him, I said, look, he said, I think I want to do a monthly online video for my online audience. And look, when I talk about doing it every week, that is a big commitment. If you can't do that, that's okay. I told him this, and I will tell you the same thing. If you can actually consistently produce and publish one video a month, that is better, and do that consistently for 6 months, 12 months, and beyond, that is better than putting out 6 weeks or so of weekly videos and then falling off and not doing it. This is often the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to content production. They get overambitious. They say, oh, I'm going to do a weekly. Well, it's hard to keep up with a weekly. And so if a monthly is what's best for you, if that's where you want to start, if every other week is best for you, whatever, just do what works best for you and be consistent. Now, once you've settled on this production strategy, now you're going to take these videos and you're going to share them with your online audience as their church online video experience. Again, it can be every week, it could be every month, it could be every other week. It doesn't matter. Just whatever you can do consistently. We're still going to continue to publish the audio only version of your full sermons, but now you'll also be able to offer this weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever it is, well-produced video as part of your church online experience. Now, you're still not live streaming or broadcasting a video of your live service. And in fact, I could argue that this is actually going to be better for a few reasons. First, you'll be publishing church online content designed to connect with online viewers, whereas live stream of your service is more of a window that allows the viewer to kind of peek into this digital window and look into your church. This online-specific video content will make a connection and give you the chance to speak directly to the viewer. Now, again, I'm doing this version of the video where I'm looking directly in the camera. I mean, I don't think I've looked away one time, but if I did, and if I were to do the video pretty much like this and, you know, pretend there's some imaginary audience in here and look over here and look over here and look up here and all to the side. And obviously, if you're listening, you're like, what is he talking about? What I'm doing is I'm looking to the right, I'm looking to the left, I'm looking up, I'm looking down, but I'm never looking directly into the camera. Now, if I were to do this for like this entire series or even for an extended amount of time, we would start to lose connection. It would start from a visual perspective. It would feel more like you're watching me perform than as if I was talking to you. So when you look directly in the camera and you produce this content where you look directly into the camera, it does. It makes a more personal, direct connection with the viewer. Also, another thing, if this video isn't the best quality, you know, because of the format that you're putting it out on YouTube and social media, because of the format, viewers, they're going to be so much more forgiving and understanding if your production value isn't as good as the big guys. You know, when you watch a YouTuber, for example, or a TikTok or an Instagram reel, you actually, oftentimes you're half expecting them to have that slightly lower production value than if you were to be, you know, streaming a show or a movie from Netflix. Now, this is, you definitely shouldn't use this. Please don't use this as an excuse to make a bad video. But you do have a little bit more, you know, margin to work with in terms of production expectations. Perhaps one of the greatest benefits of this approach is that it creates a sense of exclusivity for your in-person services, and thereby further incentivizes your digital audience to become part of your physical audience. I felt it was worth to mention this again, because as I have mentioned, I am a fan of church online, but I'm also a big believer in the in-person connection component of church. When we broadcast exactly what we are doing in our in-person services to our online audience, we could be contributing to the lack of motivation to attend a physical worship service or get involved in some other in-person capacity. Now, when we release this content tailored specifically for the online audience, not only are we better connecting with that audience, but we are also letting them know that they will have to engage in some form of in-person gathering to get the full experience of your church. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, sure, some people will be perfectly content to remain online only. And by the way, don't hate those people. I mean, honestly, I've seen some pastors get really judgy about the online only audience. And honestly, I understand their frustration. I really do. But at the same time, people, you can truly engage them and get them involved online. And that's what this is all about. So some are going to be content to remain online only, but others, they're going to take that next step of in-person involvement. And that's what it's all about. It's about engagement, involvement, getting people to take that next step. And that's what this can help to incentivize. Now, I'm emphasizing these benefits because there's a big chance your church will never truly be able to move on past this phase. And that is completely okay. You could still be incredibly effective in reaching your digital and physical communities without ever moving beyond this phase. And I have to stress again that unless you truly master phases 1 through 4, you should not, absolutely under no circumstances, should you move on to phase 5. Now, with that said, up next, we will take a look at the final, the most resource-intensive phase of church online. And that's where we'll pick it up next time. But if you'd rather not wait until the next episode, you can actually access this entire coaching series, as well as additional bonus content for free right now. Simply text your email, that's just your email address and nothing else, to 615-900-4461. There's no need to wait another week for the next episode. Get instant access to this entire coaching series plus bonus content for free by texting your email to 615-900-4461. Text your email address to 615-900-4461 and we will send you this additional bonus content as well as the full series. Well, thanks for joining me for this episode, and until next time, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and don't ever stop creating.